How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends.
With me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. And we are having a lovely summer, aren't we, dear?
Well, we're having a podcast first. We are currently recording a podcast while we're on different continents.
Yes, different hemispheres as well.
Different time zones, different everything.
Everything's different except the price.
It's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear yours too. I've missed you. How's it been going in Australia? Susie's in Australia, everyone.
Oh, it's really cool. It's really exciting. I've been all over the bloody place.
I've seen some lovely photographs. Yes.
I met a stingray.
Yes, I didn't like that. That looked very frightening.
It was a bit weird. Yeah.
How are you?
I'll tell you more about the stingray in a minute.
Okay.
I want to know how you are first.
Well, I'm fine, thank you. I'm just, I'm in Birmingham at the moment because I was in Chipping Norton last night. Clang, guy. I was in Chipping Norton last night and then I'm going to Caernarfon, I think, or Carmarthen.
Right.
No, Caernarfon tonight, not Carmarthen.
Where's
I get
that?
Around. Well, it's the one that's in the north of Wales, that's near Bangor. I know I've got to go to that
Oh
one.
My God, that's a long way.
Not the one that's
are you driving?
Not that far from Cardiff. No, I'm not driving because, as we know, sometimes it gets a bit stressful for me on the roads. So
your voice is very deep, Tom.
Well, I think that's because yesterday I pushed my voice a bit far. And also it's like first thing in the morning here, i.e. it's quarter
yeah,
to ten.
Sure.
It's quarter to ten in the morning.
So we're getting you fresh out of bed.
Basically, yes. Basically. But don't feel alarmed about that, listeners. Don't worry. I'm here.
We thought we'd do a podcast because we've had a lot of messages from lovely, like-minded friends on Twitter and on emails saying, guys, where's the podcast? So,
we didn't think you'd even notice. We're sorry we're late.
So sorry we're late. But here's sort of a little podcast to go out before we get back in a room together and... back into the swing of putting them out a bit more frequently.
A little warm up, yes.
Yes.
And also, the reason for it as well, just to say, is that we are changing some of the logistics with the podcast, that's all. And so we had a short break while that happened. Very glamorous, isn't it?
Very glamorous indeed.
Oh, yes.
Neither of us really understand the logistical differences, but
we
knew there had to be a break.
I often don't understand a lot of that stuff. But yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that I'm being more tech savvy than normal because I'm the one that's doing the recording on this, and I'm just hoping that it's going to work.
It.
So if you're listening
so
to this,
proud of you.
You know that I have succeeded, and I hope that you're all very proud of me.
Well, I think you're great at technology.
I don't think I am.
Well.
But although I just went to see Ocean's 8 at the cinema and Rihanna's in it and she's a like tech whiz hacker. And I did think, yeah, maybe I could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I can, but I like the idea.
Well, it would be very, I think it takes quite a lot of work beforehand. That's the only problem with all those sorts of jobs.
Yeah.
It's a bit like being a doctor, isn't it? Like, I'd love to just be a doctor, but who can be bothered with all those years of training and all those mistakes?
Yeah, although, killing people?
Presumably. You can't learn unless
Oh, God.
You can't learn without making mistakes, Susie. Everyone knows that.
You're absolutely right, Tom. You're absolutely right. So tell us, Tom, the last time we did the podcast, geez, was ages ago. You were just into the bake-off.
Oh, my goodness. What? Has it just started going out?
It just started going out. I'd watched the first episode where I'd said that I was completely terrified of the judges.
Benoit. That's so lovely. It's all been going very well, thank you. It's been really nice. to see it go out. People have been sending nice messages, and I think people are on board with the fact that it's different to Bake Off. Because as I think I mentioned before, like, I was a bit worried about some like basically dummies who can't understand that it's a different show to the Bake Off and still say things like, where's Mary Berry? Why isn't it in a tent? Like, well, it's a different program. But Mary Berry also is not involved anymore. But yeah. So, but yeah, we've been really pleased with how it's going. People have got on board with it.
Well, you should be. I was loving it.
Oh, well, that's nice. And I think as it goes on, as there's sort of more time, as the chefs get whittled down, and there's more time to sort of show us Liam and I messing around, which we're really proud of.
Yes.
So, you know.
He seems lovely.
He's so lovely. He's so nice. We all had a big party the other day. We had such a nice time.
Did you get hammered, Tom?
I did, yes. I did. Yes.
How was that?
I was shouting out of a cab window at 2 o'clock in the morning. Do you know where it was as well?
Oh, you inspire me every day.
Do you know where it was as well? It was where you had your 30th in Islington. The same venue.
Oh,
we had. Yeah. Yeah.
That's very nice. I liked it in there.
It was really nice there. Really nice.
I remember being hammered in that very room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were as well. Yeah. But yet you still carried on. We still had the after party. Yes, go on.
Oh, thank you. Another reason that we had to have a pause from the podcast is that I put my back out like an old lady.
So how's that been going?
Well, basically, I have a small tear in one of the discs in my back.
Oh, good Lord.
Which, as you can imagine, is awful. And it's I think I did it on stage.
Oh, clang.
Because you know how I love to run around and play the fool and be a massive wanker. You know how I love to do that.
She loves to clown.
Love it.
She loves to clown.
Loves it.
Well, what,
and
what
I think I was being slightly overzealous while I was at my tour show in Coventry. No, Birmingham. Just put it out. Just put it out.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What?
Well, I didn't realise. So I got off stage. Yeah. I was like, oh, my back's a bit achy, but fine. Got in the car, drove home, then couldn't get out of the car.
Oh, my God. What did you do? Did you just have to live in your car?
So now I live in... I'm not even in Australia. I had to drive to Australia.
Wow.
And let me tell you, it's a bloody mission. I'm still at Dover.
Oh, you're only just at Dover, but that's lovely that you're telling people you're in Australia.
So then my girlfriend Alice had to come and get me out of the car when I was walking like a little old lady, sort of really hunched over.
A lovely warm-up for her.
A lovely warm-up for her to know what it's like. Yeah, I mean, Tom, I don't want to, you know how I hate to tell everybody far too much about my life, but
what?
She had to help me off the toilet, Tom.
Where?
It was after a wee. I really want everyone to know that.
Sure.
But I'd finished a wee and then I couldn't get off the toilet or get my knickers up.
Well,
and,
that is
you know,
love,
we're quite a new
it?
Relationship. So it's really nice to know that she is willing to pull up my drawers.
She must really love you, Susie. She must really love you.
I know, right?
That is a sign of love.
How lucky I am.
How lucky both of you to find each other.
Tom, do you know, I hope that one day you find someone that will pull up your trousers for you. That's all I wish. And do you know what? Every single like-minded friend that's listening, I wish that for you as well.
What a lovely wish in this Pride Month.
So what else have you been up to, Tom? You've been all over the bloody country on this tour.
So I've been all over the country and I've been... No, it's been really nice. I think I told you last time about when I tried to overtake that lorry. Maybe I hadn't actually told you about that. Did I tell you about it on here? When I tried to overtake a lorry.
I don't know if you talked about it on here. I remember hearing about it, but you had a bit of a hairy moment.
Oh, it was so scary. And I did make it round that, because I got about halfway around the lorry and I was like, this isn't enough time. And then I was like,
so what did you do? Did you put your foot down? Or
I just put my foot down, Suze.
Oh, that's terrifying. Did he bib you?
Well, I just thought, be bold. I thought that's what Susie would do.
Do you know what I mean? Thank you, Tom, for bringing me into everything.
Every moment of every day. So that was a bit stressful. But apart from that, I've really enjoyed it. The logistics, you know, can be quite something. You know, always booking hotels, it seems. But that's nice.
And going to different places.
And going to different places.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of want to be like Alan Partridge. You'd love to live in a hotel, wouldn't you?
I actually would, you know. just the sort of cleanliness. That's what I like about it the best. The cleanliness of a hotel. I love it.
I'd love it even more if Sally Phillips was on the desk like she was in Alan Partridge, because I love her.
I would like that. I would love that. I like her. Yes, that would be nice. There was somebody nice on the desk when I checked in last night, because they were playing very loud
music. But it's not Sally Phillips,
is it? Wasn't Sally Phillips, no. But they had like a dance party in the hotel bar. And I said, well, I can't have this. I've
Tom, when you say things like dance party, you sound like you're about 150.
They were playing loud music. That's
there was
what I
a
mean.
Dance party. There was a discotheque.
What is a dance? There's no such thing as a dance party, is there?
Just look, Tom, if you want to have a dance party, love, you can have one. If there's anyone in the world that I think could have a lovely dance party, it's you.
But you can have dance music, can't you?
Yes, you can. You can, Tom. So what else have you been up to? You've been driving all over the country. You've been having a lovely time. You went to Brighton for a few days?
I had a couple of days off and I went to Brighton. And I stayed on the seafront, which was nice, although the weather wasn't that nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sad times. So it was a bit grey. But it was very nice. I had dinner in the hotel one night, which I didn't enjoy. And I wish I'd gone to JB's Italian, because I just fancied some pasta.
Well, we always wish. Yeah. We love a Jamie's.
I love a Jamie's Italian. And I also went to the Ivy.
Oh, Clang.
Yeah. I don't care who knows it. And I sat up at the bar. I really liked it. Sat up at the bar on my own. And
What did you drink?
I had a glass of red wine and I had a steak and
very
chips.
Nice.
Steak and chips I had.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they call it steak and fritz?
I think they might have done,
they do that sometimes, don't they?
Steak and fritz, that sort of thing. And I tried to have it without fritz, but then because I was trying to be good on the carbs. And then I realised, oh, I love fritz so much.
I love the fritz.
I love the fritz. So I had it with the fritz. But it's lovely in there in the Brighton one. Really nice. It's a lovely treat place.
Oh, Tom, you do know how to live.
I really do, don't I, Suze? I really do. I see some things.
You really do. I'm very proud of this.
So enough about all this. Tell me about Australia. You fed a stingray.
Oh, okay. So I went to stingray and shark encounters. Now, you think to yourself, what will a stingray or shark encounter be like? How big will the sharks be? Am I going to die?
Yeah,
the classic worries.
It doesn't sound like brief encounter at all.
No, and it wasn't like that.
Oh.
So firstly, we arrived. There was a group of us, Geraldine Hickey, who
I know, a couple of comedians,
Josh Earle and Tom Cashman, who are both very funny and brilliant.
Oh,
and so
nice.
We went there, and there was this, like, a real lovely, but like a real character behind the desk who was like, guys, welcome. Like, it's amazing here. It's incredible. And the first thing that I was like, guys, this is a conservation place. I don't like the idea of it being like, I've seen blackfish. You know, I don't want it to be like
of course
a sad thing where
somebody...
And they were like, no, it's really, yeah, like poking them until they jump about. But it was actually a place where they where it's like a breeding place where they're trying to teach people. A breeder's place. So, yeah.
Loads of really bad furniture.
Gross.
Yeah, horrible interiors.
Loads of bad furniture. Yeah,
yeah.
And some mediocre sex.
Oh,
and, awful. So then they were like, well, what you can do is you can either just feed them or you can put on a wetsuit and get in with them.
What did you do?
Well, Tom, I immediately regretted it. That's what I don't mind telling you. Because I was with a bunch of people who were all like, yeah, let's jump in. And I was thinking to myself, come on, Suze, don't be terrified of everything. Be the kind of person that puts on a wetsuit and feeds a stingray.
Oh, my God.
So I put on the wetsuit, and I don't mind telling you, I immediately regretted it. Wetsuits feel horrible.
You know how
And then I couldn't help but think,
well.
Like, they pee in them, I know. And I kept thinking, like, who else has been in this?
Mm-mm.
And, like, I had my knickers on, but I didn't have a bra on, so I was like, oh, my boobs are all in this wetsuit.
Oh,
no. And then we all got in the water, and then to this woman who was lovely, but again, a real character.
A character.
Her mission in life seems to be basically dispelling the stories that we think about with sharks and stingrays, basically that they want to kill you, and that in fact they're all just like puppy dogs and they want to be loved.
Don't we all? What a lovely thing to learn.
She was like, more people died from dogs last year, more people died from cats last year. Not cats, cows.
Cats.
People didn't die from cats. I mean, you've met my cat though. She's a massive bitch. She'd kill.
She could kill. Yeah. And
So,
I mean, is that true?
I
Is that
get.
firstly, is that true though, Susie? Because I don't think they are that
Well, yes,
perfect.
it is.
But are they?
Well, no, they're not. So, I mean, first off, it was we the woman told us all about them, told us how to feed them. So we had like bits of fish on sticks. So they're fish, but they eat fish, which I find weird. But of course
Oh,
they do
that's
because they
true,
all live
isn't
under the
it?
sea. So
Because under the
anyway,
sea,
so
yeah.
then I'm putting like bits of squid onto like a pokey thing and then
Oh, I
feeding them.
like
And so we
squid.
get in the
Like
water.
calamari, was it
We
like
get in the.
calamari?
It wasn't deep fried, Tom. They don't have it deep fried, no.
Oh, that's how
It
I
was just
like
like
it.
raw squid.
Oh,
Well, you're not a
delicious.
stingray.
Not anymore.
And so then we get so we get in the water. And then she does this bizarre thing where she goes, "Hey, come on, guys." And all these stingray come over to her.
Oh my God, like the Pied Piper
Which
of
was
Stingray.
like the Pied Piper of stingrays. But the thing is, they can feel
Oh
your heartbeat. They can
wow, that
sense
looks
your
like a
heartbeat.
song. That sounds like a power ballad.
Stingray that felt my heartbeat. Yeah. And so then she started talking about the fact that it could see my aura, which I thought, well, I'm not sure about that. I've already
Oh
felt
my
quite
God.
exposed having my tits out in this wetsuit.
She can see
And
that
so then
as
they're like, so Tom, these stingray are like large. Like the smallest one was the size of a big dinner plate.
well. Oh no, I
And the
don't like
biggest one was the
that.
size of like a large coffee table.
Oh my goodness, a large coffee table as well. Oh,
So
I
then
think I would find that very intimidating.
they float up to you, and then they basically just push their bodies up against you. You know, if they've got those little funny faces on, but their
Ooh,
mouths
yeah.
are on the other side. So they put
Yeah.
their like they're like. But she was like, "Oh, he likes you. He's trying to cuddle you." And I was like, "I don't know if I want to be cuddled by a stingray.
I
Like,
mean,
call me old fashioned."
I'd be grateful for anything I can get.
So then the shark comes along, and she's
Oh.
like, I don't know, a meter long.
What, so they're all in together?
They're all in together, boys, nice fine weather boys. This is in the first tank where they're all sort of quite young and small. And so we feed them, and you know, they all seemed happy enough. And they were sort of strangely affectionate. Like they didn't really leave you alone, and they like being stroked. I mean, Tom, it
Sharks
was so
do.
bizarre.
Sharks do.
Yeah, like they, yeah. And they feel bizarre because
How
they're
do
all cartilage. They don't have any bones.
Right, that's interesting fact. That's a good fact. What does that mean though, that
So,
they're hard? Are they
oh,
hard?
fuck no. Yeah, they feel quite hard. They feel like nail or like
Ne
teeth or like, you know,
Oh.
the bone in your nose. It's really
Yeah.
weird. And they're like scratchy on the outside.
Really? Not smooth.
Yeah, it's weird. No, but I tell you how the stingray feel. If you get your
Yeah.
tongue and rub it against the side of your mouth,
Yeah. Oh.
that's what they feel like. Yeah, it's
Oh.
really weird.
I'm just doing
So,
it.
like,
Oh.
we got, I got away with that one. I was like, fine. Oh, also, I had to wear Crocs, which didn't feel great.
Oh, get out of
There,
there.
I
They
know.
made you do that as well.
I
It really
know.
was
Then
a
we
breed.
had.
It really was a breeder's place. They've got those sorts of footwear.
So then we get into a bigger pool. Now, Tom, this time there is a stingray who they called Mrs. Gray. Fuck off. She's not like
Oh.
someone's friend.
She's a
And she was
Yeah.
she was fucking huge. She was
Okay.
huge, Tom.
Right.
She
Good
was like
scientific
a meter.
description. Oh,
Yeah,
wow.
fucking huge. A meter in circumference. So like a meter
Oh.
wide and a meter long. Fucking huge.
A
She
coffee
like
table.
comes up around me.
Oh,
Coffee
she's
table.
straight onto
Pushes
you, I
into my
bet.
straight room for me. Do you know what I mean? She could feel my aura.
Yeah. She's
Then
all
I'm like
that.
feeding her. I'm really not sure about it. You know,
Oh,
I'm trying.
yeah.
I'm but again, I'm trying to be someone that I'm not. I keep being like, oh, I'm really cool about this. I'm not freaking out. I'm having a great time. But I'm not having a great time. I'm having quite a stressful time because I'm in a pool with sharks
Yeah,
and
that's
stingray
stressful. That would be very.
and just rays.
That's like a James
I'm
Bond
also
film.
in the. Also, I'm in the country that Steve Irwin died in. So I'm
Well,
like, well, I
that's
mean,
all I
if
was
he got
thinking.
killed by one,
That's all I was
but
thinking about the
apparently it's because
stingray.
he was behind them and they, because they can't see behind, they shoot out their little stingy thing from behind.
Oh, they're like horses. Isn't that what they say about horses?
Like horses.
Never go behind a
That,
horse.
or a stingray.
Or a stingray, if only they'd
So
added that on
then
the
as
end.
soon as, as soon as I was sort of like a bit more chilled out about that, they then took us into this another pool area where there were actual sharks.
Oh, no.
Sharks. 2 meters long.
2 meters. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. I was behind a net, but I'm like, when has a net ever, like, no sharks ever been like, oh, there's a net there, I'll leave that be. Like, yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah, like a net curtain. No one's, you to twitch at them.
Like, yeah, there's me twitching behind it. Do you want to know what the big...
Oh, yeah, go on.
What were the sharks?
No, go on. I want to know. I was going to say,
the big one was called Fluffy.
Was it Fluffy? Maybe it was just Fluffy.
No, it was really weird.
So why don't they, you know, when they're always like, more people get killed by dogs, but like, and they're not dangerous. Why do they keep eating people off the coast of Australia? I thought they keep.
Well, I think that they don't actually eat as much. She thinks it's a lot of bad press. But then I said to her, you know, there's no such thing as bad press.
That's what we all know. Who's doing their PR? That's what I want to know. I want to know. Because they either need to change it or they need to get with it.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
What were the other stingrays called? Do they have other names?
Oh, yeah, there was one called Geraldine, which was funny because there was another one. There was a girl there called Geraldine.
Great name.
I think there was a Debbie. I assume after Debbie Does Dallas. You can only assume. But yeah, it was all quite stressful, Tom.
Oh my God, I bet. I bet
because I was trying to do that thing where I was trying to be someone that I'm not.
Well, and the peer pressure there as well, you don't want to miss out.
Also, do you want to know the most ridiculous thing?
Yes.
The woman that ran the shark place said, here's a funny thing. When I first started working here, someone said to me, if you lick the back of a stingray, it tastes like vodka. So I did.
Did it?
She said it does. And then she said, if anyone wants to lick them, you can. I was like, oh, fuck off.
Oh, my God. How much was it to get into this place?
For the whole encounter, it was $49. So about 25 quid.
It's not too bad, is it? Wetsuit included? Wetsuit included?
Wetsuit included. Hire of the wetsuit included.
Oh, wow. That does sound a bit, that would horrify me, but I would also feel like I had to get in because otherwise I'd have that horrible pang of regret from the side of like, oh, I should be joining in on this.
And that thing of going, oh, I want to be someone that has fun.
Yeah, what we just must.
I want to be a fun person.
When will we accept we can't be that? We cannot. No, but it sounds like
I'm just not fun.
You are. Well, it sounds like you did get in and you did have fun though.
Yeah. Do you know what? Maybe I did. But then I did get quite scared at the end and I decided to get out and take the photos. I was like, oh, I'll take some photos of everyone. I've had enough of Fluffy.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you for that. I mean, were the others all right? Were they all calm about it?
Oh, yeah, they were all really chilled out about it.
Oh, that's the worst, isn't it? Yeah.
Well
done.
There you go, Tom. That was my shark and stingray encounter.
That is really impressive, Suze. And what did the sharks eat, by the way? Did they have calamari too?
They have all sorts of fish.
Did you have to feed it to Fluffy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Had to be very careful not to put our hands near their mouths, which makes me think, well, maybe they are
a bit bitey, yeah.
Tom, I'm going to pause for a moment tell our listeners about our sponsor today.
Oh, yes. Tell them.
So we are sponsored by The Economist today, which is great because I actually read The Economist. If you've never read it before, it's a smart guide to let you know what's going on in the world, what's impacting world. And it's more than just economics and finance. It covers everything: politics, business, science, technology, arts, the environment.
It's such a good way to get a handle on things.
It gives you a handle on everything. And I think that's the great thing because it sifts through, like reading a newspaper, like sifts through all the noise.
Yeah.
And it gives you just the essential things that you need to know. What's the real story? And what do I really know?
Yeah.
It's
so much better to read than something like social media again and again. On the train. What about doing a nice little magazine out?
Exactly. And that's the thing. It provides two sides of a story and gives you their considered opinion on the subject matter.
Yes.
And so it doesn't really align with anyone politically and it just gives you what you need to know and then you can make up your mind about how you feel about whatever's happening in the world. So Because The Economist have kindly sponsored the podcast this week, you can get a free copy. Our yes. listeners can get a free copy. All you've got to do is text FRIEND to 78070. So that's FRIEND to 78070 to get a free copy of The Economist. I really enjoy it, and so maybe you will too.
Indeed. Now, Susie, tell me what else has been happening in Australia.
Australia?
Yeah.
Well, I went to Broken Hill.
Wow.
Which is where Priscilla was.
The cock in a frock on a rock.
The cock in a frock on a rock, absolutely. And I was a bit worried about going there because it is sort of the outback, and I was a bit worried about, I don't know, about my, what I don't know whether they would like me, whether they would, you know, what they would think of me. And
the
I was worrying about it. And
Or the people or the snakes or what?
The audience.
The audience.
Well, I was quite worried about the snakes, of course, and the spiders. Oh, my God. People keep going, the problem is you probably only see a huntsman, and they are the biggest, but they're not deadly. And you're
yes,
like, oh, fuck
always
off.
Go on
that
about
is not
that.
What I need to hear.
They always go on about this massive
like, I don't
one.
Care.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't think I'm scared of getting bitten by a spider. I'm just scared of spiders.
Yeah, it's the biting bit would be the least of our worries. People are screaming in hysteria.
From the spider when it sees you?
Yes. I'm a very frightening thing.
So I said to, I was on stage the night before and I said, I'm going to Broken Hill tomorrow. I was just doing like a new material night just to sort of, you know, try some bits in Australia, see what worked.
Yeah.
And this guy went, you got a Broken Hill. Oh, I wouldn't worry about that too much. They've had a gay there before.
Oh, wow.
Which does make it sound like there's only allowed to be one gay there at a time.
Maybe they have a system. Well,
so like as I arrived, some like sad Sheila had to be like, nope, don't worry, I'll be out for the night. Let me know when she's left. Then so, of course it was where Priscilla was.
Is that what he was referring to, do you think?
I don't know. No. But then I got there and the gig was lovely and the people were just wonderful. And it was a super fun time.
It is really lovely, isn't it, Australia? Like, they're very, the audiences are very, very warm. I remember when I was there.
Yeah, they're super fun. Well, I'm just about to, when I finish the podcast, I'm going over to the Civic Theatre in Newcastle. My hotel's just down the road, and that's where I'm doing the little podcast from. And it's like a 1,500 seater.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And it's, I did it last night as well, and it was just so much fun.
Oh yeah. Oh brilliant. And so how many of you on the bill?
So there's a host and then four acts. So two and then an interval and then another two.
Oh how lovely. How nice.
Yeah, it's right. And I need to say hello. Someone a girl called Rebecca came to see the first show that I did and I can't remember where it was. Maybe
Melbourne?
Upway, somewhere near Melbourne. Okay. But she came to see she's a fan of the podcast and she drove to come and see me and then was absolutely lovely. So hi, thanks for coming. It's great to meet you.
That is so lovely. Like-minded friends all the way over there and
all over the world.
That's that place you can't quite remember where it was, but it all over the world. Isn't that wonderful?
Isn't it?
What I mean, where does she live? Does she live in the outback?
I don't know, Tom, somewhere near Melbourne, I think. I didn't
somewhere
ask for her address. It seemed a bit much.
No, that's too much. You're right. But how lovely.
Do you know what I mean?
And
how bloody lovely.
And have people have like got on board with what you're saying and everything. They love what you do. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Well, I'm hoping so. The gig seemed to be fun and I'm just going out and sort of, you know, giving it my best. And hopefully they're having fun and I'm having fun. So yeah, it's all good.
Oh, I bet they love you. Oh, I bet it's great. And is the food great? The food's always great whenever I've been over there.
Yeah, the food's been pretty good. I've been to a few places, had some really good dumplings.
Dumplings. Oh, that sounds nice. What about avocado on toast?
Yes,
have you
really
had
good
that?
Oh, no, they're too obsessed with it.
They love avocado on toast.
I think avocado's overrated. Look, I've said it. Deal with it.
There is something about the avocados over there which I think is slightly nicer than the ones we get there. I've said
yeah, it. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think you're right, Tom.
But still.
I do.
Nice coffee.
Oh, we should let you know. The theme of the podcast this week is catching up.
It is
staying in touch.
Staying in touch. Staying in touch with stingrays. Literally, you touched a stingray.
I've touched a stingray.
All tied in with the theme. Yes.
Oh God, it hasn't. This is really, we've really smashed it this week.
Really smashing
so
it.
As we were saying, I'll be back soon, and then we will be doing podcast hopefully a bit more frequently, and we'll get into more of a rhythm of putting them out on the same day, and so people know when to look forward to it. And we really appreciate you your patience with us whilst we're going through this transitional period.
Yeah, thank you for that. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for that.
Joining us on our journey.
Now, Tom, before we go, I assume you're still touring all over the country and you're set to for a little bit longer?
Yes, I'm touring up to December.
Oh my goodness me.
So, I mean, if you want, have a look at my website, tomindeed.com.
Go and see the show. I've seen it. It's marvellous.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say. And Susie, are you going to be touring when you come back, or are you all guns blazing for Edinburgh then?
I'm all guns blazing for Edinburgh. So whilst I'm away, I'm writing my new show, which I'm enjoying, but it's, as always, stressful. And there's moments where I'm like, oh, I love writing, and moments where I'm like, oh God, what am I doing? Is this okay?
Of course, when you so care. It's because you care.
Yeah. I'm just throes of writing it. It's going to be called Nocturnal, and it will be at the Edinburgh Fringe for the whole month, in the Pleasance at 9:45. Those that came last year, I'll be in the same room, same time. It seemed to work. I had so much fun last year, so hopefully people will enjoy it. And then I'll be off on a UK tour in the spring of next year.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful, Suze. That's going to be great.
Well, hopefully. So many like-minded friends came to my tour before, and I just want to say thank you so much. I enjoyed every single one of my tour shows, and it was just because of just such wonderful crowds. So if you came, I bloody love you. Thank you so much.
That's so nice. And
I'm sure you're getting the same. I'm sure you're getting like-minded friends on the road, are you,
yes,
Tom?
Yes, lovely, lovely experiences with like-minded friends, and a very nice person called Louise came to the show.
Oh, Louise, yeah.
Yeah, and...
PC Louise.
Yes.
She's a policewoman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and she's so
a copper,
as they might say, and she was so lovely. We had such a nice
lovely
chat.
Likewise,
it's been really lovely going to all different places and meeting lovely people. So I feel very, very grateful indeed. Well, I think that is our
all
time.
Tom's details are in Tom Indeed.
Sorry.
All of mine.
And SusieRuffle.com.
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute, I missed that. What did you say?
And you're at SusieRuffle.com.
I am indeed. And we're on Twitter and we're on Instagram. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can email chattolikemindedfriends@gmail.com. And we will be back soon.
Yes, we can't wait. Thank you so much for joining us. And look forward to catching up again very soon.
Okay.
All right, dear. Stay in touch.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye bye bye.
Darling,
bye, bye,
stay in touch. Good luck for tonight. Bye 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 bye
bye bye bye bye bye bye
bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye bye. Darling, stay.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety, and I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.